Good morning, 6:21 a.m. on August 11th, 2015. I remembered a small victory. It's about 60 degrees. It was 62 outside my back door. The official temperature is something like 57, but 60-ish. It's slightly overcast. No, that's not right. It's actually mostly cloudy. I put partly cloudy on the photo, but all right, now that I'm around to the west end of the path, this is a pretty solid cloud deck out over the mountains. Going as far north and south as I can see, so it's actually mostly cloudy. So let's see, where are we? 50,000 words. Yesterday was, I think, my seventh day in a row, 5K words. It was a long, difficult slog yesterday. It was 10:30 in the morning. I had zero words. I got them done by, well, I got them done around 7:30. And that includes taking a break for mowing the lawn in the heat of the day at noon. And another one in the afternoon to install the keyboard on my daughter's laptop. The girl is hell on keys. She's popped two keys off her keyboard on her laptop that's just not quite a year old. She keeps popping the keys out. Oh, she keeps cleaning it. I'm gonna have to have a talk with her about cleaning her keyboard, because you know, you don't really need to clean it every day, and the cold canned air on delicate plastic bits, yeah, that's it's okay for, you know, quick spritz, but you don't really want it running with froze. And just, that ain't good. That's not a good thing. So, I don't know. We'll see. I think that's about it. My world has shrunk to, okay, we're going to get the walk-in. I need to get home, get some breakfast, get some words cooking. I'm going to try to add some narration. I was talking with the group on Facebook yesterday, and everybody really wants me to do the narration. Well, I don't blame you. It's an easy and convenient way to consume my work, and people seem to like my voice. So, okay, fine. The reality is that, particularly this time of year, finding the hours to do the recording when the air conditioning isn't on, but my wife is awake. The kids, the kids can sleep, it doesn't matter. But our bedroom is right over the booth. So if I'm in the booth reading, she hears it. And she doesn't sleep very well. So waking her up is not something I really want to do. She needs as much sleep as she can get. She never gets quite enough. It used to be that she would sleep 11, 12 hours a day and feel somewhat rested. She's a sleeper. She's like a cat. She's in her best mood with a good solid 12 hours sleep. And lately she's been lucky to get 6 or 7. So, yeah, I want her to get as much sleep as she can. So I can't read while she's asleep. And generally, by the time she crawls out, not always, but generally, it's hot enough now, this time of year, that the air conditioner comes on, and the compressor is right outside the window, and we're not going to record while that's going on. So finding the balance, finding the time slot. And I was thinking about it yesterday, I don't really need that much. I don't read for long honking periods at a time. It's more like 40 minutes, half hour, 40 minutes to an hour. So if I can do something rash, like get up and record when she first gets up. Generally, she has a cup of coffee and perhaps a little breakfast before she starts rummaging around and doing laundry and running water and all of the things that she likes to do. Because they give her life meaning. And if I can get in an hour of recording before the AC comes on, that would be useful. Because that's a chapter. It's sometimes a little more than a chapter. I have 5 chapters of Zyphira's Call recorded, rough audio. I haven't edited it down, except for the first, maybe the first chapter. It seems to me I put up a sample a long time ago of the first episode of Zyphira's Call, and I'm going to use the same theme music because I really think that theme fits Tanith Fairport better than anything I've ever heard. So I'm probably going to go with the same theme music. But if I don't start recording soon, what's going to happen is that I'm going to fall behind in recording. And recording is important because it attracts new fans. It attracts new people to the franchise. It grows the audience. Now, it doesn't pay to speak of, but the fact that the people will listen to it and then go buy the book so that they can read it themselves matters. Even though there may be only 10% crossover, the fact that 50, 60 people a day, every day, are finding the quarter share by listening to it, even if it's only 10%, that's 5 or 6 people every day who come over from audio to Kindle or Nook or Kobo. And, you know, for a lot of authors would love 5 or 6 new fans, new sales every day. That's, you know, 10% of my sales for a day. So, you know, I'll take it because it adds up over time. In itself, the number is really, really kind of small. But This is a long game. This is a way of life. This is, you know, it's like, okay, for a year, 5 times a day is 1,800 in a year, just from crossovers from audio. And then you add in the people who are true fans, like all of you guys, who are always telling people about, oh, you really need to. That's where the value comes in terms of marketing. That's where the leverage comes in for me, that makes it worthwhile. It's not the direct contributions, although they help, and I do still get contributions. They're muchly reduced from the days of yore when I would make as much in a quarter as a mainstream genre author would get as an advance. But, yeah, I need to get some books out. I need to get this thing moving. I need to get this machine working, because right at the moment, it's just sort of limping along. So we'll see, we're gonna get on. We're gonna see if we can't find some way. The writing, 5 to 5 hours a day seems to work pretty well. I seem to be able to get 5K a day. That's a novel in a month. That's fast enough, and it doesn't seem to be burning me out very much. I mean, it doesn't seem to be sapping my strength that much. 10K a day for a few weeks at a time. When you time to get to the end, by the time I got to the end of Ownershare, it was, it was 12 weeks. And I think there were 3 or 4 weeks of 10K days, or nearly 10K days. It was like, out of a week, that would be 1 8 or 9K, or maybe 2 8 or 9K, and the rest 10 plus. And I got to the end of Ownershare, and I have to say, I was pretty spent. I was pretty played out. The story itself was emotionally draining. That didn't help matters. Knowing that people were going to be very upset with that ending didn't help matters. Monk post. That after it was released, I spent a few weeks in recovery, trying to deal with the aftermath of putting it out on Paudio Books, and then last year putting it out in ebook and then paper, and the subsequent firestorm. Yeah, I know. There was another thing that happened yesterday. I got in a discussion with Chris Moody. Good morning, Chris. About why was there no Facebook for the Golden Age? Why don't they have Facebook? And I get that question a lot. I get that question not as often as where can I get the cookbook, but I get that question a lot, and usually it comes down to comparing the technology that we have available today versus the technology that they appear to have available in the Solar Clipper universe. And there's a couple of things. First is there's very little of our current technology that I inadvertently leave out of that technology. They don't. There is an internet of sorts, the shipnet, the station net. On planet, there are some isolated pools of network. But, and there is actually interplanetary inter-system communications. We saw an example of that when Ishmael needed to get his steward endorsement, and it followed him all around before he finally caught up with him. It was very slow, and it felt very kludgy, because it is very slow and very kludgy. It's also for people who are not part of CPJCT, part of the governing body, very slow. Very expensive, hugely expensive. Sending 140 characters from system to system is the equivalent of a month's rent. There's a reason for that. It seems odd, I know it seems odd, but it's actually a commentary on the Western Annex. Now, also remember that the Western Annex is frontier. The Western Annex was settled by the lowest bidder. The Western Annex is run ostensibly by the Confederated Planets Joint Committee on Trade. But the Joint Committee on Trade is made up of business people who stack everything in their favor. So the business owners run the Western Annex. There's this thin veneer, there's this sort of fig leaf of governance. Confederated Planets Joint Committee on Trade. You've heard a couple of disparaging comments about the Confederated Planets Joint Committee on Everything. There's a reason. These aren't, for the most part, there's a couple of things that I kind of overlook. But for the most part, it's some of the more common things that you would go, why don't they do this? The answer is they can't. The next question should be not why don't they? Well, actually, the next question should be why don't they? Why can't they? Why can't they? Why don't they? Why is there no sort of instant communication between the stars? Over and above the rather silly reality that it would take years for radio traffic, and the network that they currently rely on, for the most part, is commercial traffic jumping between systems to pick up content before they jump, and pass content after they jump, and then the in-system network route takes care of routing it after that. And at no point in time have we seen any of these ships collecting any remuneration for doing so. We also haven't seen the ships that exist that serve as communication couriers. They're out there. They are out there. Ishmael's never seen one. He's never run across one. He's never met a pilot who just jumps and jumps and jumps and jumps and jumps. He's never seen one of those ships. Or if he has, it hasn't registered. He hasn't noticed it. I'm sure he's actually seen one. He's just never noticed it. Because it's not something he's been worrying about. It's a lot like his high school or his college, his university, his academy buddies, or the folks from the Lois. It's not that he doesn't think about them. It's just that his story is about what's happening now, what's happening to him, with him, about him. It's not about, he's not been in a place, since he graduated from the academy, he has not been in a place where he associates his past friends with that space. In the new book, because he's at the academy, there's a lot of that sort of contemplation of where are they now. But because of his circumstances, because of his story, it's not something that is in his mind. It's not something that is in front of him. I don't think of my high school friends just in passing while I'm in the middle of coding some ridiculously kludgy web page or writing some particular paragraph. That's not, I don't think of them when I'm cooking morning. I don't think of cooking in my mother's kitchen when I'm cooking, which would be the obvious connection, but I don't think about it. Why? Because I got this meal that I'm trying to prepare. I don't think about that stuff. Neither does Ishmael. Now, maybe all of you are terribly contemplative. Ishmael isn't. Ishmael, up until what you know of Ishmael in the first six books, he is not terribly contemplative. He's not terribly introspective. He is to a certain degree, and you're privy to a lot of his thinking, but he's not that guy. He's very much a forward-thinking, very forward-looking, what's my next challenge? What's the next obstacle I need to overcome? How do I survive? And the only contemplation that he engages in is over Greta. That's all he, until he goes back to Port Newmar, it's really the only kind of introspective contemplation about other people that he has. There's a reason for that. It's not an accident. It's not an oversight. It's not It seems weird to us. Printers, 3D printers. There are 3D printers. We just Ishmael hasn't dealt with them. They're strictly controlled. Why do you suppose that would be? I can't imagine. In a portion of the universe that's controlled by business owners, why would the means of production be limited to only a few business owners? Don't know. Can't imagine why that would happen. Yes, I can. And it's part of the story. It's part of the reality of the Western Annex. It's part of the universe that I created on purpose. It's not an oversight. It's not a mistake. So, on that note, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.